I use the example, and the sky's the limit, of walking down the beach, which I do frequently when I'm thinking, when I'm trying to organize my thoughts about a particularly tough thing that I'm writing, trying to get over a hurdle, a rock in the road that is keeping me from continuing. And I'll be thinking it through, and someone will invariably come up and recognize me and say, "Where are you going?" I said, "Nowhere." "Well, how long are you going to walk?" I said, "Until I stop." "Well, how far do you think you'll get?" They're looking for limits. They're looking for specific answers. "Will you get to the pier?" "Maybe." "You think you'll get to the lighthouse?" "I don't know." "When I don't want to walk anymore, I'll stop." "Well, what if you get all the way down there and you don't want to walk anymore?" "I'll take a cab home." It's like, this kind of attitude is scary for many people. In fact, you want to know who in your lives most exemplifies, most typifies the no-limit person? Your children. Your young, unspoiled, creatively alive, excited about everything children. Be a child again. You know, let that little boy or that little girl that's inside of you out. Or watch children. When I was living in New York, we'd go to Jones Beach, and we would go there, like it would open on Memorial Day. We'd arrive at the beach. It'd be a hot day, maybe often it gets up 85, 90 in Long Island at the end of May, have a hot spell. We go there. Now, here's how the expectations differ from neurotics, normals, nezzes. The nezzes are the children, the little children, who have been locked up in their houses all winter. And they know this is the only water they get. If they don't play in this water, it's the toilets, again, back home, like it's been all winter long, or the wash tubs, or whatever. The parents know that that water is going to be cold. After all, there was ice in it just 30 days ago. That's going to be cold water. So they get there in their long johns, even though it's 85, and they sit around, they get their picnics out, and they're all there to have a good time. The children, you see them, shoo, they take off right into the water. They don't even notice that it's cold. They get a little blue, okay? They don't care. They don't notice that. It's the water. It's the beach. They haven't been there. This is fun, exciting for them. And they don't think cold thoughts. They don't think how awful this is going to be. They're in there playing. The parents sitting there, and here's how they talk. Listen to them. "Look at those crazy kids. Look at those crazy kids. They're in there swimming in the water, and it's still May. I can't believe how crazy they are." Now, who's crazy? The children are enjoying and free and spirited and having a wonderful time and not full of expectations that this is going to be a terrible thing. While the parents tell themselves, and their expectations literally keep them from being able to enjoy that evening, that moment, that special set of circumstances.